Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was tooling around yesterday. Pat McAfee was on, and he had on your friend, our friend, everybody's friend, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. And Dan Orlovsky kept on that thing that he mentioned yesterday about OBJ maybe becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler, and it would be a good idea. And he didn't just mention the Pittsburgh Steelers. He mentioned a bunch of different football teams. But Dan Orlovsky said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, you know, I know you guys think I'm crazy, but OBJ, and you infuse him with Kenny Pickett potentially getting better, and the electricity that Najee Harris could bring, and Freiermuth getting better, and Deontay Johnson is a receiver that I really like, and I think that George Pickens is going to be one of the best receivers in the league. And then you talk about the AFC and needing to score points, and this is Orlovsky talking on McAfee's show. He said, in the AFC, you need to score points. You just have to. And I look at if you add OBJ to that offense, I look at that and I say, you know, maybe you got something with the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Am I talking 50 points a game? No, but I'm getting there. I'm getting closer to those other offenses in the AFC. And it's a start. It's names. It's electricity. It's people that can make plays. And you have Deontay Johnson on one side, and you got OBJ on the other, and they're going to have to pay attention to one of those guys, which means you can't pay attention to the other guy just as much. And they started talking in the background from the Peanut Gallery, because I love McAfee's show, and there are like 39 people on it. So from the Peanut Gallery in the background, someone says, yeah, but Matt Canada is still calling the plays. And it was like a Zoom kind of thing, so Orlovsky didn't really hear it, and he just kept on. And someone said again, you know, you still got Matt Canada. And it never, the conversation turned to that, but I could tell that it was angst in that person's voice, whether it was Diggs or whoever it was. And I'm thinking, you know, they're right about that. And in everything, and it lends to what has happened over the past week or so. In all this excitement and all these signings in the free agency, we are living in this afterglow and this aura and this excitement. Has it hit us yet, or do we not want to allow it to hit us that it's still going to be Matt Canada? And does that damper everything?
You know, that was such an afterthought. We were putting the show together this morning. I was like, you know what? I totally forgot. After all the moves that they've been making with the guard signings and knowing that George Pickens going in second year, Kenny Pickett, all the good stuff that has been happening with the Steelers, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, everybody's up in arms with, you know, in the excitement of them and them with the movement they've been making. And I was like, I totally forgot that Matt Canada is actually still the Steelers offensive coordinator. Yeah. I'm like, that is the biggest question mark still. You can make all the moves that you want, but Matt Canada really has to perform. He's the guy that has to drive this ship, and that's where we really are at. I can't believe that, you know, in the back of my mind, I obviously knew that he was, but it's really coming to focus that Matt Canada is still the guy, and what are they going to do with him calling the plays?
Yeah, I like to go to the depth chart every time they sign somebody and just kind of look at how it's updated, and this guy's going to slot in here and that guy there. But at the top of it, it still lists head coach, OC, DC. And I go, oh, OC, Matt Canada, he's still listed there. And that's the biggest hurdle. You can make all the improvements you want to the personnel. We can talk about whether OBJ is realistic for the Steelers. We could talk about the offensive line and how they're getting meaner and nastier, and that's wonderful. And we could talk about Kenny Pickett and the giant leap he's supposed to take in his second year. And I know we'll get into that more later, but how much of any of it matters as long as that dude in the big straw hat is still scheming things up on the sideline.
Yeah, Adam, I am not trying to be, and I don't want to be. And by the way, Twitter hit us there, brought to you by Chrysler Dodge, or South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I don't want to be the rain on what is to be an excited parade over the past couple days. Or if they draft a left tackle, an even bigger parade, maybe even down Grant Street, where you go, now we got something with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And look, it's not going to be a Super Bowl. It's not trending in that direction, but it is getting better. I don't want to be that guy. But that being said, it is a real thing that you can have buzz, you can have excitement, you can be giddy about these Pittsburgh Steelers, and then you pull into St. Vincent and you sit up on that hill at Chuck Noll Field and you look down there and that man has that big wide brim wicker hat and he's holding his flip card and you go, oh, wait a minute. How did that improve, though? That's right. A real thing.
Oh, it's the biggest thing for me. I don't care if they traded for DeAndre Hopkins or they brought in OBJ or they drafted Jordan Addison after getting a left tackle. Until they prove that they can score points with Matt Canada, I'm not going to believe that they can score points. I think the collective we every training camp gets excited. Hope springs eternal. You get in this football mode. Oh, they're going to be much better. The roster should be much better. If it's not, you're not doing a great job during the offseason. But until they put points on the board, I'm not going to believe that they can put points on the board. They're going to have to show me first. And that's a bummer because training camp's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to get all pie-eyed, but well, I can't.
And the thing, too, that is very interesting to me is this. There's a lot of turnover on offense. There's a lot of new guys. There's going to be a lot of new faces, particularly along the offensive line, and guys that are taking new roles and doing different things. This would have been the time to launch into somebody that had innovative ideas or a different shade of looking at things. And I don't want to say you're stuck with Matt Canada, but you go into the season with that same mindset. If you look at it retrospectively and as we looked at it in real time, transition was perfect to make then.
It was. And you're having the questions now that you probably had about Kenny last year. And you had about George Pickens being rookies, but you still have that question mark. And you're kind of eased a little bit because you know Kenny has his feet wet and he's going to go into a second year. He's played some ball. But you still have that big question mark of Matt Canada. Like, what is he going to compile? What is he going to put together and hopefully make some production out of this?
Well, and it's not even what's he going to put together. It's Crowley said this before when talking about adding the offensive weapons around Kenny. It's can you basically Canada-proof the offense, right? Can you improve the offense despite the fact that that guy's still going to be the offensive coordinator by simply throwing as many things at the wall as you can to see what sticks?
Is that what they're trying to do, you guys think? You think they're trying to hide Matt Canada by making these free agents?
If that is the case, then you never should have retained.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they look at it that way. They think he's the right guy for the job. They say, oh, we averaged 18 points a game last year, but we averaged 22 in the second half of the season. We're getting it right. I don't think they think he's a problem.
One thing that's going to be very interesting is if he becomes a problem again, particularly early in the season, and they don't score points, and it's because of the play calling. We've seen an organization do things differently than they have. Would they be willing to part ways with an offensive coordinator in season? Would Omar Khan, now that he's in charge and now that he is the guy, not necessarily do things exactly like Kevin Colbert said and ride it out? Would he pull power over Mike Tomlin? Does he have power over Mike Tomlin with coaching decisions? That is, I don't want this to happen. I want the Pittsburgh Steelers to go 17-0. I'll go on record and say that. There's no hiding this. I'm a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if it does go wrong and go miserably bad, would they be willing to kind of pull the plug in season now that we feel like the Steelers have a different philosophy on some different things?
I don't think Omar has that power over the coaching staff. I just don't. I don't think anybody in that building has the power over the coaching staff that would allow them to tell Mike Tomlin, you're firing this assistant, even if the offense came out and looked miserable through like the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season and this fall. It's completely up to him, and he's still appears to be, anyway, completely invested in Matt Canada.
I think it'd be easier to suffice because Matt Canada is in his last year of his contract, right? I think that now it's like, all right, you get to your sixth game of the year, you're not doing well. I think it's easier to part ways because you've kind of accrued half of the last year of his conference.
I don't disagree with that at all. I just don't think Mike Tomlin would do it, and I don't think anybody else would pull rank over Mike Tomlin.
See, this is why Byron Leftwich needs to be on this roster. He needs to be on this team. He needs to be an assistant. He needs to be a senior something, offensive assistant, something on this team, just in case that is a situation, and you could have a guy that has legitimately called plays at a high level, has won a Super Bowl, that knows Pittsburgh, knows the quarterback position very well, to move right in there. Yeah, I don't know why he's still on the street.
And can serve as the in-season fallback option.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's why, again, I say it all the time. I've never seen a person like Matt Canada. I've never seen such a poor writer have no editor. And that's where we are with Matt Canada. I can live with Matt Canada being the offensive coordinator, but for there not to be someone there to guide him or help him or be that person with him is insane to me.
Yeah, I find it hard to...
So it does tamper our excitement, right?
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, I think the way that I'll... If I'm trying to rationalize excitement for the Steelers coming up for next year, we'll still see with the draft and all that, it's got to be, well, they missed the playoffs by really a penalty in that Miami game, right? That Miami Jets game. However you want to look at it. And they didn't have TJ Watt for half the year. Like, I'll convince myself, I'm sure, by the time the season kicks off, oh, the defense is going to be great. But I don't think I can have any optimism for the offense, even though that I think Kenny Pickett's a good player and going to be an even better player.
Even if it's billed to us, even if they trade up, even if they get the biggest tackle, even if they say, we're going to keep Kenny clean, we're going to do this, and you see again that Najee takes off 5 pounds, but he turns it all into muscle, and he walks in. Even if all of that happens, and George Pickens is doing things, he's doing those drills that you see those high school kids do on 7-on-7. He's going up, he's catching the ball like he has Velcro on his hands and pulling it in. If all that happens, the world comes crashing down and you say, how excited am I supposed to be?
Yeah, because the first thing that happens is the first day of training camp when the offense is just running through, maybe even just walking through things, a light little workout. You know what we see?
Jet sweep.
Yep, Calvin Austin comes in motion in a jet sweep, and we all go, oh!
The other thing
is still in there.
You got to figure out now if Kenny Pickett's a guy. Like, year two, we got to know. Like, I think he is, but you got to know. And the numbers have to follow what the eye test showed us last year now. Because after that, you're getting into 1 year away from fifth-year option decision. This is your franchise quarterback. You got to know, how can you get a clear and accurate representation of Kenny Pickett when the offensive coordinator is like an anvil tied around his ankles and you just threw him into the river?
You put the ball in his hands. See, I can get there. I can get there. If you lay out the scenario you just did with everybody doing well and everything going well outside of Matt Canada, I can get there of them masking over Matt Canada and letting the players play and letting Kenny play and let Kenny cook, as they say, go out there, put the ball in his hands and let him do his thing. I can get there.
Matt Canada is the last guy in the world who understands less of Matt Canada is the best of Matt Canada.
Right.
And that is the part that's crazy to me. And also, we talk about an anvil tied around his leg. Mike Tomlin chooses to tie that anvil around his leg again and again and again, which is very interesting to me that he's still tied with this guy. But yeah, I think it's a great conversation. There is excitement. There should be excitement. It feels like a new day with all these signings, and I'm not trying to make them out to be a favorite in the AFC or even the AFC North, but when the reality crashes down and you look at that staff and you look at who is guiding those guys, you say, well, were all those signings for naught? Is someone going to be able to call the plays and put them in the best positions to make plays?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.